The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Dan joining me on the podcast for three charts in 3 minutes ish is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Yesterday, on yesterday's podcast, we skipped a month. I thought it was the end of June, I said, and it obviously wasn't. There's 30 days in June. There's 31 days in May, of course, and we're now on the last day of May. We both fell into the trap.
How dull were we that neither of us picked it up?
I know. I sort of mentioned it, and you went along with it, and we thought, what? And I looked back and thought, hang on, it's May. So, of course, we haven't. If it was the 30th of June, we'd know who won the election. But anyway, let's step back from the politics.
Who is going to win the election, though?
I don't know.
That poll last night.
Yeah, YouGov, and it was reported in the Times, Telegraph, I don't know, it's going to be. Looks like Conservatives will not get now a majority.
Enormous margin of error, though, on that poll.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been said before, but, you know, how often polls have been inaccurate of late, you know. And I've always said this, when there's pretty much a two-horse race in anything, you know, boxing or football, rugby, and the one looks like it's never going to have a chance of winning, always bet with get the best odds there and go for the one that looks like it's never going to win. Because it may happen sometimes, you never know, you know, and that's when you get better odds. And
That's very true. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, though, or 3 weeks ago, if you had suggested a hung parliament or that it wouldn't be a landslide, like, people would have laughed in your face.
Yeah, you would have got cracking odds for that, for a non-conservative majority. You know, so that would have been giving you amazing odds on a two-horse race, essentially. Anyway. Yeah. Let's look at the charts. So the first one is ECR Minerals. They've received the full amount now from a Chinese investor, which is sort of £500,000. On the chart, it's pretty much consolidating, isn't it? Pretty much, you know?
Really nicely, okay? So, you know, if we look at the swing higher that it made from the February lows, we've retraced 50% of that and we're going sideways, which says to me that we're going to see another leg higher. Like, if it was a Fibonacci retracement from the lows in January, then it would be a bigger correction. So this for sure says we've got another leg higher. We've still got our first target at 2.79 in ECR. What are we going to need to see to say, you know, because it's just really consolidating. Doesn't look like today's news has popped us out of the range yet either. A close above 1.9 or trading at all above 1.99 is a bullish trigger for me. I think that we'd be on our way when we see that.
Marvellous. Okay, and the next one is Horizonte Minerals, HZM, and they've just released high-grade drilling results from their trial excavation site at the Araguaia nickel project in Brazil. So HZM, it's up today, but what about the share price? What about the chart?
Okay, you know, this chart, though, looks really good. This is another chart that, you know, like, big picture is pretty ugly, but short-term bottoming, or shorter-term, as in if we look, you know, to 2015, 2016, you know, when we got above the 200-day moving average this time last year, since then, you know, we've really held it quite nicely. We've had a little look below a few times, but every time we've come supported. And what I think we've seen since February is a nice sort of two wave lower bull flag consolidation, and now we're breaking higher. This news today has taken us above all the moving averages and above the 50-day moving average. So I think if we can close up here above 2.83, this is a bullish breakout and we should keep going. So the first resistance that we're going to hit is between 3.7 and 3.9. But, you know, really this one should continue to 6.77 and 7.0.
All right. Okay. And the last one is Westminster Group. That's WSG. And we looked at this chart a couple of weeks back. But obviously it's moved on a little bit now. But it's found a little bit of a bottom there, and it's bouncing off that, I think.
So, you know, we hit the 200-day moving average. So we had a bullish cross on the moving averages and a really nice move higher. Hit the 200-day moving average. First time you hit it, it's very normal to bounce off it. Mm-hmm. And came back and we found support at the 20-day. And we're doing really nicely. You know, two waves corrective lower. I think we go higher from here and have another go at the 200-day. But the RSI really hasn't quite bottomed enough. That says to me we might need to be patient and bounce around. But I think that the next time that we have a go at the 200-day, we should clear it no problem. And the first target is still 28 for this.
Marvellous. I noticed that the moving averages are quite nice. I always have a 125 moving average on my chart. And I noticed that the 20-day moving average is now crossing that. And the last time it did that was it was a similar level back last year, and it went from this price pretty much up to 32 pence. So, and they're all sort of 125 moving average is flattening out, and so it looks quite good, doesn't it, really? The moment,
everything does look set to go. I'm just quite not sure that the oscillator's right, quite bottomed yet. But yeah, like I really do like this. I don't really see us going much back below 13.8, or you know, I don't think we'll go back below the 20-day moving average, which is a 15. So, and here we are at 16.3. So it looks really good for higher.
Yeah, cool, Nick. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the blog. If you put them on the company pages, I'll go to the. You can also see the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.